Last May at Antioch College, students of color filled the Coretta Scott King Center in secret to have a difficult discussion about race and culture. The day was started by verbalizing their frustration. They called it a day of disappearance. The idea was to show the college what a day without people of color, or POC, would look like. Many POC felt as though they've never been seen in the right way.
I don't like to make myself disappear.
That was Noella Nzishura, a fourth year at Antioch College, one of 30 students and faculty members who attended.
Because we've been, in general, in society, we've been made invisible. Like our thoughts, our skin color, even though it's so vibrantly there, it's not seen.
Noella says she is too often seen for the color of her skin, but completely unseen when it comes to opinions and involvement in the classroom.
The reason that a lot of people are afraid of dark people is because the concept of pureness and what is scary. Dark is scary. When we're going through problems, depression, we say it's a dark place in our life. It was a dark period. And when you hear that, you think about, so now people of color are darker, the darkest, right?
No one wants to be called a racist. No one, even racists. And it has such a strong connotation. Once you call someone a racist, like, they will do anything to, like, not be called that.
Lucas Batista, a second year, analyzes the social constructs of racism.
There are different types of racism and different places that racism comes from. And it needs to be acknowledged that, like, there needs to be a certain amount of humility from people who don't have that experience. That is just not seen.
But I think, like, authentic, like, real engagement comes in, like, your everyday actions, like us communicating with one another and saying, like, I'm seeing you, you know? You have to, like, really see people. And I think it's hard to understand people's issues when you don't see them. And it's hard to understand people's issues when you don't try to see them.
Angel Nalubiga, a second year, brings up a very important question. Who are we authentically engaged with? What does that look like?
But in the end, I was like, I don't need to understand why some POC need this. I just need to come and support them.
During 8 hours of discussion that were sometimes very emotional, students agreed that they need a community, a form of security that will watch their backs, understand their struggles, and show up for them. Here's Ashawn Allen, a third year.
Being able to have that love for yourself and being able to really celebrate who you are can further help you to build a culture, I guess, with other people. And if there ain't that love, it's hard to give love back.
The conversations that happened on that day of disappearance are one step towards a more inclusive campus. But the story is far from over. The college is continually evolving, and there will be new students here in the fall, further changing the POC and larger campus community. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer and Antioch College student, Mari Smith.